Well, good morning. Today's Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday is one of those days that preachers either love or they don't, because the Trinity can appear to be complex. So I'm not going to ask you to do it, but if I asked you to walk out there on the street and find somebody that you're going to be with at the Memorial Day barbecue and explain to them the Trinity, would you feel confident in being able to explain the Trinity to somebody who had never heard of God? It can appear to be rather complex. So let me put that in a context. Not this past year, but Thanksgiving 2016, I was with my family, and something entered into the Thanksgiving experience in my life that I would never have thought would be there. Walked into the house, and I would say within the first 10 minutes, someone says, "It's okay, I don't want to talk about politics or religion." And I can understand why there would be an aversion to talking about politics, but religion, it's kind of my job. Let's talk about the saints. And I would understand, not that I agree or disagree, but I would understand the perception of someone who would say, "I don't want to talk about politics or religion." Just to say something that we all think and all probably say, but nobody ever says from a pulpit, I'll say it now. Our current president and the previous administration had in their tenure of leading our nation more touch or mention of things that we might perceive to be ethical or moral or religious. And you don't fall in the middle on a lot of those issues. These two administrations back to back have, I perceive as I listen, I hear people who either want to canonize our previous president or forget him from the history books. And with our current president, there are people who want to either canonize him or remove him from office. Okay, here's the thing. We all live in that world. And at the water cooler and at the Memorial Day barbecue tomorrow, people are going to have one of those opinions about either administration. And so what I think has emerged more than what I heard in the past, in the last 10 years, is I don't want to talk about politics because people who feel on the other side of the fence of whatever the administration is feel, and this is my perception, that it's also touching upon ethical or moral issues that they are passionate about. And so we say these days, I don't want to talk about politics or religion. Religion. It can be seen as a pretty complex thing. God. He can be perceived as a complex thing, person. He's three in one. He's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And yet I wonder, is he complex? Or is life complex? Let me unpack that with you. Is this complex? This kind of radical expression of love? Is that hard to wrap your mind around or understand? Radical, passionate, uncontained love. Is that complex? Well, when you look at Jesus, when you listen to Jesus, I've never met somebody who said, I don't like Jesus because he was a mean guy. You don't look at the Beatitudes and say, he was one pompous guy. Like, people don't say that about Jesus. People like Jesus. And when people see this, this is, wow, it's so pure and it's so simple and it's so beautiful that a lot of us actually don't know what to do with it because it's so simple. The Trinity. We'll come back to it. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, there's a relationship, and that relationship wants to be in your life. Let me say that again. The Trinity, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, there's a relationship inside of God, and that relationship wants to be actively involved in your life. Does that sound complex? Well, we got to wrap our minds around. But, okay. In the heart of God, there's relationship, and he wants to have a relationship with me. That's not complex. It was at 7 o'clock Mass at 7 o'clock this morning, right? And the average age of the people at 7 o'clock Mass is 35, right? Maybe a little north of 35, right? And I was saying at 7 o'clock, life is complex. And they all shook their head. Well, here's the thing. Life is actually no more complex today than it was at other seasons. So, for example, I said to them, life is pretty complex now because when many of those who were older were growing up, you didn't have to worry about looking at the news and finding school shootings. You didn't have to worry about transgender bathrooms. For those who are older, you weren't able to communicate like that with somebody across the globe and see their face and hear their voice like that. Life is pretty complex right now, isn't it? However, 1930s and 40s, when my dad was growing up, was life complex? Yes. It's called World War II. It's called the Holocaust. It's called the number of people who lost their life storming beaches. That's pretty complex. Well, what about the 1950s? Was that complex? Yeah, we had laws in our nation saying that if your skin was brown, you don't have dignity, but if your skin is white, you do. That's pretty complex. Were the 60s complex? I ain't even going there, all right? I'll just look at many of you who remember those high school days partially, and you can giggle about why the 60s were complex. Okay, life is different, okay? But whether it's the tragedy of war, whether it's the sin of racism, whether it's the reaction against the institution, or whether it's a postmodern relativistically centered, narcissistic world. Life today is complex. So let me just say this. I'm kind of confusing myself. I just said that God's not complex, but life is complex. What am I trying to say? Okay. People are complex. Stay with me here. When life is complex. Cancer is complex. And I don't like cancer. So I go to him, and I don't want a complex answer. I want a simple answer. And when he doesn't give me the simple answer, I then project onto him, God's complex. For example, when people in my life have been diagnosed with cancer, someone even most recently, I say, I want you to heal them. And I don't want him to come back with me with his permissive will and bad things happen to good people. I am grieving because life is hard. And so I go to him and I say, fix it. And he doesn't. He doesn't give me a simple answer in the complexity of life. And so I say, God's complex. Marriage is hard. People are difficult to live with and to love and to grow with as years go on. And if marriage wasn't hard enough, try raising kids. And that's all very difficult. You got lots of things kind of bumping into each other there. And so I say to God, God, fix my husband, fix my wife, fix my kids, help us. I'm looking for a very simple answer. And we don't get that. And so we project onto God and say, you are complicated. The economy's tough right now. It's affecting your retirement, whether you're in it or preparing for it. It's affecting what you're doing this summer, whether you're going on vacation or not. It adds a stress to life in a whole new way. And so we say to God, God, I want this. I'm just looking for a very simple answer. Just give me this. And God sometimes does, and sometimes God doesn't. And we say, you're complex. Here's the thing about God. God is not you. Let me say that again. I want you to wrap your mind around that. God is not you. Now, the good news is that you can look at your spouse tonight and you can say, Father Mark said, you're not God, right? If I can help you fight, fire away. God is not you. God is not an extension of your desires. God is not some magic puppet who the strings are attached to your heart. And as a magic puppet and the strings are attached to our heart, we just say, hey, I want this. And we manipulate him and he gives it to us and we go back to living life. That's not God. God is not me. And that means I'm not in control of the relationship. In fact, when I look at God through my terms, God seems complicated. Let me say that again because you're going to repeat it. When I look at God through my terms, God seems complicated. Say that together. Ready? When I look at God through my terms, God seems complicated. One more time. When I look at God through my terms, God seems complicated. That's the tough part. So if I am trying to have a relationship with God on my terms and he refuses to bend to my terms, then I don't want to talk about politics because I can't change that, and I don't want to talk about religion because that seems complicated. I just want him. I want the purity of Jesus, right? Because Jesus, why did he die? Because we tried to have a relationship with him on our terms, and that didn't work, so he came to restore that relationship. God's not complicated, nor is the Trinity. What's complicated is this. When life does not meet your expectations, how do you deal with grief? Now, you want to talk about life? Right there. When God doesn't answer your prayer, when you've been begging him, and you grieve because that didn't happen, where do you go with that? When life throws you a curveball in your marriage, with your kids, and your finances, with your health, somebody else's health, with the nation, how do you handle grief? See, this is what happens. We're in relationship with God. Everybody look at me right here. Right, God? I need this. God doesn't meet my expectations. Pops up in my heart is disappointment, unmet expectations. Now, where do I go with that? In a Facebook culture, I just unlike him. Let me say that again. In a Facebook culture, which is teaching us how to be in relationship with people, I just unfriend him. And I go find myself another friend who I can manipulate with my strings. God, I need you. He doesn't act the way I want. Oh, here comes the unmet expectations. Do you know what to do with that in life? Because when I go here with it, now I have access to wisdom, which is bigger than me. I have access to relationship, which is what I really long for. Or I'll spin through my heart. I'll get mad at life. I'll get mad at God. I'll blame religion. And I will live my life in a self-sufficient way until the next time something bigger than my self-sufficiency pops up and I'll turn to him one more time. The conversation about politics and religion is the wrong conversation at that point. The conversation is, how do you deal with grief? When did that become God's fault? Who are you talking to in your heart about that? And what does it look like when you shut down in the relationships of people that you're around and even your direction in life? I'm a complex individual. And unless I know that, I'm going to push all that onto him and all that onto religion. See, I'm complex. And the question today for you is, can you go to him with everything in your heart? So we offer this mass. I offer it today for all of us, especially the points in our life that did meet our expectations, especially the points in life and the people that did meet our expectations, so that we can find God with us in the midst of our complexity. Amen.